we are up to the Mishnah on Pei Vav Amud Aleph. Yesterday we made up some ground before that Mishnah in order to be able to make it through today, because it's Rosh Chodesh, and with the joy of Rosh Chodesh comes the half-hour daf. So, the Mishnah is still talking about sourcing oil. Where do you get your oil for the Nisachim in the Mikdash? And it says, Shlosha Zaysim Hein, Ubahen Shlosha Shlosha Shemanim. We're done with the locations and the types of fields, but now we explain that there are three different types of olives. According to Rashi, Shalosh Pa'amim Bashanim Alaktim Es HaZaysim V'dei She'en Misbashanim B'vazan Achas. Rashi says that you had to harvest the olives in three batches because they actually ripened at different stages. That's Rashi here. Tosfos disagrees. He says if that were really true, then the laws of Peah would not apply to olive tree. Peah doesn't apply to davar she'en lekitasok achas, to something which you can't harvest all at once. So Tosfos disagrees that they're ripening at three different times. He just says you're harvesting at three different stages during the year, and leaves it at that. So the Mishnah says you have three different olive harvests, and with each set of olives, you have three different types of oil. And now they explain: Hazayis Harishon Megargaro Barosh Hazayis. The first set of olives that you bring in, you collect from the top of the olive tree. Rashi and the Rambam say that Megargarin is like the word grogeris, that sort of word, an individual olive, because you're gathering individual olives. The Mefarish here explains it differently. He takes it just like a grogeris is a dried fig. You would leave the figs out in the sun to dry them out. So to here, he says, the gargarin actually doesn't mean collect them. It means you let them ripen in the sun at the top, or you pick the one that ripened first. It's about them cooking, so to speak, on the tree. But we'll go with Rashi, that is gathering the individual olives. So the first one you gather at the top of the olive tree, v'kotesh, you pound them, v'nosim l'toch hasal, you put them in a basket, or Rabbi Yehuda Omer sevivos hasal. Rabbi Yehuda says around the basket. From Rashi, it sounds like what he means is that you had a receptacle in the walls of the basket, and you would put them in there, and then the olive oil, or pre-oil, would drain down into the basket from that spot. Zerishon, and that's your first oil that you're getting from your first olives. You pounded them, and then either it's draining through the basket into something below, or draining through the walls of the basket into the basket. Chazav v'toin b'kora. You would then get your second batch of oil by taking a beam, right, kores beis habad, and pressing them with the beam. Rabbi Yehuda omer ba'avanim. Rabbi Yehuda says you didn't use the beam, and zesheni, that will be your second one. Rashi explains that the reason why you didn't use the beam in order to get it, if you see where was Rashi? Further up there. The Rabbi Yehuda said, Ba'avanim velo bakora. It's 6-7 lines down in the wide lines in Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda omer ba'avanim velo bakora, shakora kveda umotzias hashamarim. Rabbi Yehuda says if you use the beam, it's too heavy, and actual pieces of olive, the flesh of the olive, are going to come out as sediment, so you don't want that. So he says you're using stones, not a beam. Chazar, back in the Mishnah, the first wide line, Chazar v'tachan v'ta'an, you then reground these olives, not really regrinding because you haven't ground them yet, but you're grinding them up, v'ta'an, and then you load up the beam, and Rabbi Yehuda does not seem to disagree using a beam. Now zeshlishi, and that's your third rank. Harishon l'menorah, the first of the oil is for the menorah, v'ashar l'menachos, and the rest would be used for menachos, and we'll talk about that more in the Gemara. Then Hasheni, your second batch, Megargaro Barosh Hagag. So those you would pick, or you would leave out there again, depending on your view of what Megargar means, at the top of the roof. Meaning, Rashi explains, at the height of the top of the roof. First you have the top of the tree, now you have the roof height. V'kotesh v'nosim l'sol chasal. And once again, you pound them and put them in the basket. Rabbi Yehuda omer sevivos hasal. Again, Rabbi Yehuda says it's the receptacle in the walls of the basket. Zerishon, and that's your first level oil from the second batch. Toin b'kara, Rabbi Yehuda omer ba'avanim. Again, the Tanakhama saying you use a beam, and Rabbi Yehuda saying stones to get your second rank oil. Zesheni, chazer v'tachan v'tan, and then you grind them up and you load up the beam. Zeshlishi, that's your third. And again, harishon l'menorah v'ashar l'menachos. The first is for the menorah. The second and third can only be used for menachos. Shlishi, once you get to the third batch of olives, otenov beis habad achi lakeh. First of all, you know how you're getting your third rank of olives. clubs, you're banging the tree with sticks, and they fall to the ground. So the this third one, according to Rashi, never really ripens, because these are branches that are below roof height, and therefore the sun doesn't get to them. That's Rashi's statement. So otno beves habad ad sheyilake. Otno comes from the expression of the word mahatan, which is the place where you gather the olives. You would keep them in a receptacle in the olive area, the olive press area, until they would soften up. And then you would put them up on top of the roof, and they would dry out on the top of the on the top of the roof. The reason is, if you take a look at Rashi, Menakvo Barosh Hagag, Dimitok Shema Asva Bekli Echad Arbava Chamisha Yomim Zav Me'elav Mehen Malal Sheino Yafe Lefichach Tzarech Lenakvo. He says in that time that they're softening up in the vat, you get a non-oil type of juice that's coming out of them, and that's going to be, and that's bad for your product, and therefore you want to dry it out. That's what he doesn't want there. Okay, so that's your first from the third. The kotesh v'nosim l'toch hasal, you then pound it and put it in the basket. Rav Yehuda omer svivos hasal, it is around the basket. Zerishon, that's your first. Toin bekora, you then load it up with a beam. And again, Rav Yehuda omer ba'avanim, Rav Yehuda still doesn't want sediment, he says use stones. Zesheni, that's your second level. Chazav v'tachan v'tan, you then reground it and loaded it up. Zeshlishi, that's your third. Harishon l'menorah, pashar l'menachos, the first is for the menorah, the rest is for the menachos. So your first, your second, your third, consistently your first one is the menorah one. And that's the one that you pound and then leave it to come out, as opposed to pressing the olives. That's only your second and third, and those go for the menachos.
So we use up all the oil from the first crop, like using it for the menorah, the third crop.
So what do you
mean? Well, we had the first, the second, and the third, right?
Right.
So you used up all that oil?
Yeah, this is different times of year. So, yeah.
So you used it up.
Yeah, and we'll see more in the Gemara about that, about which one is for the menorah, which one is for the menachos. We'll get a little more information in there.
So the same process three times, yeah?
Sorry?
The same process.
Yes, roughly the same, yeah. Mara?
So this is what it means by the word, the terminology, katit lamaor?
Correct. Katit lamaor is taken as kotesh to pound it, correct. So the Gemara says, Ibayalahu, question, Megargaro Tanan o Megalgalo Tanan. What did you mean? Megargaro? Or did you mean Megalgalo? Rashi suggests that that Legarger here is to pick here and there, like he said on the Mishnah, and Legalgel would mean leave them there to heat up, right? Like a Beta Megalgalis is a roasted egg. So it's heating up on there. So which word did you have in your edition of the Mishnah? Tashma, come in here from the following. Tisanya, the Brisa says, Shemen zayis, olive oil, mizeso, that's from his olive, from the olive tree. Mikar amru, zayis rishon, megalgalo barosh hazayis vekonso leves habad. The word here is megalgalo. The first olive, you would be megalgal at the top of the olive tree. The konis of the base habad, you bring it into the press. Vetochno borechaim, you would grind it up. Venos nebasalin, and put it in baskets. Note that they call it grinding there. Shemen ayotzi emenu zehaya rishon. The first batch that comes out, that's the first level oil. Ton bekori, you then load it up with a beam, following our Tanakama. Shemen ayotzi emenu zehaya sheni, and the oil that came from that was then the second level down. Then Chazar Uparak Tachan Vitan Zaya Shlishi. You remove the beam and you grind it up and then you load up the beam on it. Zaya Shlishi, that is your third level. Harishon Lamenora. The first one is for the menorah, Vashar Lamenachos, the rest for the Menachos, Bechain Zayas Sheni, until you did with the second batch. Then the Zayas Shlishi, the third one, Odno Bebeis Habad, you put in the receptacle in the olive press, Achi Yiluka, until they soften up. Umala Rosh Hagag, you put them on the top of the roof, and that's where they dry out. The Osa Oso Kamin Tamra, and you would make a pile out of it. The Rashi says, like a Tamra, the point is the shape of it. You would make it into a big pile that's wider at the bottom and narrower at the top. Think of I read this. I think of Timras Ashan, the Dan Vaish Vesimros Ashan. Like you have a pillar of smoke, but maybe he's referring to dates, or a date tree. The date tree at the bottom is broader than it is at the top. The adjiazubu meimav, until the liquid from it will drain out of this pile. The kohen zol beis habad, you bring it into the press. Tochno b'vatochno b'richayim, you grind it up. The nosan b'sal, and you put it in the baskets. V'shemen ayosi v'menu zayir rishon, and the oil to emerge is the first level oil from the third batch of olives. Ton b'kara, we've seen all of this. They're just bringing it because they use the word megalgalo. Ton b'kara, you load it up with the beam. Shemen ayosi v'menu zayir sheni, the oil to emerge was the second level. Par chazer v'tochan v'ton, you regrind it zayir shli. That's your third arishon lemenorah, bashar lemenachos. First batch is for the menorah, rest for the menachos, and still continuing in the same brisa. And then we'll make heads or tails of it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo haya tochno barichayim ala kocho b'machteshes. Rabbi Yehuda says you didn't use a mill to grind it up because, again, of the sediment. Ala kocho b'machteshes. Rather, you pound it in a mortar. Veloyatan bekora alabavanim. When you load up the beam, you're not using a beam, you're using stones, because again, because of the sediment, as we said. Veloya knows no basalin elatoxvios hasal. You didn't put it in the baskets, you put it in the receptacle in the walls of the basket, and then it would drain into the basket itself. That's how you stance all along. So that's our quote from the Brisa. That entire Brisa that we just brought was brought only in order to show that they use the word megalgalo here in the Brisa. That's really our only point. You're letting it ripen at the top of the tree before you're actually using it. Okay, good. The Gemara asks though, Haguf Akasha. We seem to have a problem here in this brisa. It seems to be self-contradictory. Kodesh Mani, whose view is it that who is authoring this brisa? Who's our Tanakama? On the one hand, it says Kodesh, that you pound it. Mani, who is that? Who is the one who says pound it as opposed to grinding it? Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's position. On the other hand, it says Toh Hasal. The Tanakama said put it in the basket. Asal the Rabbanan. That's the view of the Rabbanan. So which is it? To which the answer is, he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda on one point, he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda on another point. This is a third opinion, who's splitting the difference, saying pound it, but saying put it inside the basket. It's a debate about how you did it, how you actually got your oil in the Beis HaMikdash. So again, for us to remember, three periods of harvest of the olives, and three levels of oil. First level is exclusive for the menorah. Second and third could be used for the menachos, and we'll see more about that now. The Mishnah now gives us more detail. Harishon shebarishon ein lamala heimenu. Your first of your first. Nothing better than that. Hasheni shebarishon. Your second level oil from your first batch of olives. Varishon shebasheni. And your first batch of oil that came from your second olives, shavin. Those are equal, and the Gemara will explain what that means is for menachos. We have no preference. If I have a choice between the second level from the first olives or the first level from the second olives, I can use either one without prejudice. Shlishi shebarishon. This is like bringing back memories of Yavamos here. The shlishi and the rishon and the sheni. Hashlishi shebarishon. It's the third rank from the top one. Vasheni shebasheni. The second rank from the second olives. Varishon shebashlishi. And the first one from the third olives. Shavin are all on the same level. Again, as far as menachos are concerned. The reason you know is only as far as menachos that they're equal is because we said for the menorah you can only use the first batch from each one. So it's obvious that this is only talking about menachos. Hashlishi shebasheni, then your third rank from the second olives. Vasheni shebashlishi, your second rank from the third olives, shavin, they are equal. Hashlishi shebashlishi and lamata imenu, and then there's nothing below the third of the third. You understand how this is working, right? You just add up the numbers. Add together the number of olive that it's from. Is it the first rank, second rank, or third rank? With the level of oil that it is, first, second, or third, and that gives you a number. And all the ones that have the same number rank the same. Okay. Av kolam enochos hayu bedin sheyitanu shemen zayis zach. So the Gemara now says all of the menachos really should have required shemen zayis zach. That really should have been the requirement, the pure oil by which we mean the first rank. The first rank one which we reserved for the menorah. After all, ma menorah she'ena la'achila tu'una shemen zayis zach. You don't eat the oil in the menorah. No one eats the oil in the menorah. Not even the mizbeach eats the oil in the menorah. And yet it has to be pure oil. Menachos she'ena la'achila eino din she'yitinu shemen zayis zach. Certainly menachos which are eaten. Rashi says that means eaten by the mizbeach, not by the kohen. We don't care about the kohenim. The point is that it's going on the mizbeach. So I would say for sure it should be superior. She'yitinu shemen zayis zach. It should be the first rank oil. Tamalamar zach kasis lama or. There's your pasuk, Meir. It says pounded for the menorah. Ve'in zach kasis l'menachos. So zach kasis is for the maor, for the menorah, not for the for the menachos. We have this zach requirement for the menorah. Moshe Boyan says zach is 27 for the 27 letters in the alphabet. You have the 22 regular letters and then the 5 others that you lose to learn Torah. So he says you learn Torah, and in order to remember Torah, you have to go through the stages of what they did to these olives. The pounding in and all that. He says, that's what it takes to remember Torah. Zach. The Torah has to be Zach. Okay. Good to write Torah for Shavuos. Top up, they've up on the base. Shavin. The Gemara is bothered. You told me that the second level of the first one, the second level of the first olives is equal to the first level of the second ones. But they're not the same because you can only use the first rank of the second ones for the menorah. You can't use the second one in the first. So we need Shavin. Va'amrit Rishon leMenorah v'Shar leMenachos. You said the first one of each olives is the one that's going for the menorah. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, my Shavin, Shavin leMenachos. He says, yeah, Shavin just meant in terms of use for the mincha, not in terms of the menorah eligibility. Oh, there you go. Nice chart. Shkarech. I could have taken up space with that. I could have done that. All right. Thank you. Shkarech. Av kol ha-menachos hayu bedin. So he then said, we said, that all of the menachos should have been like this, but we have zach kasis lama'or. So Tanu Rabbanon, the Braisa says on the fourth line on Pevavim, the Beis 86b, zach, the Torah says, pure, ein zach elanaki. It means it has to be clean of sediment. Rabbi Yehuda omer kasis. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Pasuk says kasis. Ein kasis ela katush. So that means it's got to be pounded. Yachol ye'ezach kasis pasul lemenachos. I might think that this level of zach kasis should be disqualified for the mincha, meaning it should only be lamaor. It should only be for the menorah. It can't be for the mincha. Tamalama v'isaron soas balul b'shemen kasis. No, because the pasuk also says regarding a mincha, it says you're going to bring isaron soles balul b'shemen kasis mixed in with shemen kasis. So kasis is also for the mincha. Imkein matam lomar lamaor. Then why did the pasuk say for the menorah? El mipnei achisachon. And the answer is to save us money. As we saw already back on Ayin Vav Amid Beis, Hashem wants to reduce the expenditures of the tzibur. My chisachon. What is chisachon? What's your savings? Amar Rabbi Elazar atara chasa amamonim shei Yisrael. Hashem had mercy on the expenditures of the community. So therefore, he said, I'm not going to require the top level oil for the menachos as well. You need a lot for the menachos. The menorah is a certain amount, fine, but the menachos can be an unlimited amount depending on what people bring. So for that, I'm not going to require that you bring first level oil. You can, but we're not going to require it. Correct. Interesting, this idea that you would not be allowed to use the highest level for the menachos, right? It says yachol, they could be posel for the menachos. The kasis could not be used. So the Imre Emes says it's like the chalbana for ketores. Ketores, we require an inferior ingredient, the chalbana that smells bad. So I might have thought you also can't use the highest level of oil for the mincha. That's what I might have thought. Then we get a classic piece which you saw back in the Gemara in Shabbos. Tzaves b'nei Yisrael v'ikru elecha. Well, not just yet, it's coming. Tzaves b'nei Yisrael v'ikru elecha shemen zayis zach. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni elecha v'lo li lo la'ora anit sarich. He says, v'ikru elecha, take for yourself this oil. I don't need the light. This isn't for me, Hashem says. That's the version that we have here. The Tosfos notes that elsewhere this and the following Gemara appear with it being about Aharon needing the light or about the people. What he's saying is Aharon doesn't need the light. You don't need the light. I could provide you with light. The purpose of it is to show that you're special, as the Gemara will play out. Shulchan b'tzafon u'menorah b'darom. The shulchan is in the north, the menorah is in the south, and Amar b'zrika, Amar b'elazer, lo la'achila anitzarech v'lo la'ora anitzarech. Hashem says, I don't need either of those. The point in some of Farshim is explained that they're not by the Aron. Hashem says, don't put them right by the Aron, put them further away, still in the Heichal, but further away, to show they're not there for me. That's one explanation. Another explanation that I saw is that the menorah and the shulchan are on opposite sides of the room. If Hashem really wanted to eat, he'd put the light right next to the table. You don't eat with the lights all the way at the other end of the room. Hashem says, this isn't about me. Vayaz labayis chalonish kufim atumim. He made for the house when they built the Beis Hamikdash, they made windows which were shkufim atumim, which is a problem. Shkufim, they suggests to me that they are broad and lahashkif. You can look through. Atumim looks like they are sealed. So Tana shkufim mibefnim vaatumim mibachutz is the addition that we have. They are open on the inside and closed on the outside. In other words, they slant, and you can see it in the windows and the walls there. In the walls of Yerushalayim, you see it. The lola ora nitzarich. Hashem says, I don't need the light. And Rashi gives you an explanation about how ordinarily you build windows in thick walls. You have them open. Open. Sorry.
Those are shooting arrows, not from the.
Right. They're for their defense purpose, right. But the ordinarily, you want to bring in the light from the outside, and so what you want to have is it angled the other way. The way that they're angled now, the light goes out to the world. It doesn't come in from the world. Michutz leparochas ha'idus b'yol moed. Outside of the parochas in the Oel Moed. Now we come back to the menorah and the special character of what the menorah is trying to show. Michutz the parochas haidus b'Oel Moed. Eidus hu l'chavoy olam shashchina shara b'Yisrael. It is testimony to the world. Granted, they can't see it through the windows, but it is testimony to the world that the shechina is manifest among the Jewish people. V'im tamar la'ora nitzarech. And if you'll tell me, I need it for the light, again, the light for Aharon or the light for the nation. For 40 years, the Jews didn't need light from anything. They used Hashem's light, meaning the Amud Esh, the pillar of fire. If they needed light, Hashem could provide the light. That's not what it's there for. Rather, it's a sign for the world that the Shechina is among us. My Edusa, how is it a sign? What does it show? Amar Rava, or Rav, Zen Ner Ma'aravi. It's the westmost flame, meaning the one closest to the Kodesh Kadashim. Shanos in Bash Shemen, Keneged or Kemidas Chavrosa. They put in a quantity of oil, which was equal to that the others had. And yet, you would light it starting from that one, and yet you would conclude with that one. And Tosis has a nice discussion here about what he's talking about, but the idea is that you would, in the morning, you would do Hatavas Haneros for the others, you would clean out all the other ones, and that one would still be lit. And it would remain lit until the next night when you actually had to light the menorah anew. And that's the nace that shows Hashem's love for us. But see, Tosfos was here for another discussion about how the Hatava worked and when this was on and when it went out. But that's the core idea. So the upshot for us is that the menorah is not here to provide light. The menorah is here for the nace that will show that Hashem's love for us. Good. Mishnah. We're now sourcing wine. Where are you getting your wine for your nesachim? Me'ayin ayu mevi'in es hayayin. Where is your source for the wine? Keduchim v'atulin. These two places are alpha layayin. Those are your best wine sources. And doesn't mention the LCBO. Shnia lehen beiz rimo beiz lavan bahar. He doesn't mention simcha or mazel either. The second level are beiz rima and beiz lavan on the mountain. Ukfar signa v'bika. Ukfar signa out in the low-lying fields. Kol ha'ratzos ayu ksheros. Elimikan ayu mevi'in. Technically, they're all fine. Ein mevi'in lomi beis hazvalim, lomi beis hashlachim. You can't bring from the fertilized areas. Either you're worried about inferior fertilization, or that the fertilizer will affect the taste, as Rashi said before. Lomi beis hashlachim, not from the irrigated fields, in case it doesn't get proper irrigation. Lomi mashenizra beinayin, and not a field where you have plants growing, plants planted, because then it'll drain the strength. Vimhevi kasher, but all of these b'diavad are kasher. Ein mevi'in halistion. This is weird. Halistion, Rashi explains, is sun-sweetened. They would leave the grapes out to get sweetened in the sun. And what's weird is, the Rambam on this says, yeah, it's probably from the Greek for sun. And you read it and you say, oh yeah, helios, right? But he doesn't. He says it's the Greek for sun, listion or something. He doesn't have the helios. I didn't quite figure that out. And this is in the Parashat Mishnayos here. But clearly that's what it's from. The helios is the term. They may be kosher. It's sun-sweetened grapes. They would pick the grapes, they would leave them out for the sun to develop the sugars. Non-fermentation, you want to develop the sugars. Fermentation converts the sugar into alcohol, and it's less sweet. The Vimhevi kasher, but you could technically use this. Ein mevi'in yashan divrei Rebbe. You can't bring old wine. Rambam says that means 12 months old. It would start to become bitter. V'chacham ha'machshir, and the chacham say it's fine. Ein mevi'in lo matok v'lo me'ushan v'lo me'ushal. You can't bring sweet wine, which Rashi brings two explanations. Either that means it was naturally sweet, as opposed to sun-sweetened, or it was from underage grapes. But Tosus rejects the second explanation. We go with the idea that it's grape from grapes that are especially sweet. No malaga. There in the Mikdash. V'lo me'ushan, not smoked wine either. V'lo me'ushal, and not heated wine. They said that that's no good there. V'imhevi pasul, if you brought it, it's actually no good. V'ein mevi'in min adalios, you couldn't bring it from grapevines that were suspended on a trellis. Ela min araglios, it had to be from the ones that ran along the ground. U'min akramim avudin, it had to be from grape from vineyards that had been worked. V'lo konsen oso v'chatzavim gedolim, they didn't put them in big barrels either. Ela b'chavios kitanos, you kept them in smaller units where the taste would remain strong. If you didn't fill the barrel all the way to the top, you wanted a space inside for the hevel, the vapor of it, to gather. You didn't bring from the mouth of the barrel when you took the wine because of the white stuff you'd end up with in it. Not from the bottom either because of sediment. You brought from one third down and from the middle. How did you check to make sure the wine coming out was what you wanted? The gizbar would sit there with a reed in his hand, and they would use it to hit the guy who was taking out the wine when it was time. Zarak hagir, once the gear, the white stuff, got into it, hikish bakana, he would bang the guy, not the barrel, he would bang the guy with the reed to signal him. The Gemara explains he didn't talk because speech is bad for the wine. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yishai Chassidin, Bayure Chassidus Lashas. Maybe. But he says it's because we link. The Gemara in Yuma, in Rav Hamid-Bez, links wine and wisdom. And we say, Siag l'chach mashtika. So apparently it's good for the wine too. But maybe the other way. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudom, Sheyesh bo kemach and pasul. He said if it had this flowery stuff in it, this white stuff in it, it would be no good. Shnemar, because the Pasuk says, Tamimim yulachem umin chasam, Tamim yulachem v'niskehem. It's got to be tamim, and that's not tamim.